Now, as we come to chapter 43, we see here God created and redeemed Israel, and he will yet choose and restore them. Now, this section of Scripture, this particular chapter, as well as this entire section here, reveals that God is not through with the nation Israel. And for anyone today to say that God is through with the nation Israel, they are making a statement that in my book is tantamount to unbelief. It means to deny that God has no further purpose with the nation Israel. And Paul asks the question, hath God cast away his people? And the answer is, God forbid. Now that's scriptural answer, not mine, by the way. And it's a very dogmatic answer, I agree with that. And so God is not through with these folk, as he's made it very clear in this chapter. Now we'll see that. I've divided this chapter in two very simple divisions. The first 12 verses, retrospect. We have here creation, redemption, and preservation of the nation Israel. Then in the last section, verses 13 through 28, we have prospect. And here is judgment and deliverance and redemption of Israel in the future. Now, let's take the backward look first. Verse 1, but now thus saith the Lord that created thee, O Jacob, and he that formed thee, O Israel, fear not, for I have redeemed thee, I have called thee by thy name, thou art mine. Now, that is about as clear-cut statement as could possibly be made, because God addresses the nation Israel in this entire chapter, in fact, this entire section. And I do not think that you can misunderstand that unless you deliberately just want to. And he speaks of their origin. He says, I created you, O Jacob. He took old Jacob, and Jacob actually means crooked, by the way, and that's what he was, a supplanter, and made a nation out of it. And may I say that God took a rib from Adam and made a lovely woman. And God took the dust of the ground, breathed into it the spirit of life, made a human being. And that human being rebelled. And God now makes sons of God out of those that will trust Christ. That's my beginning. It's a very bad beginning. I don't buy the evolutionary theory that I came from a monkey, but I came from something worse than a monkey, a lost, rebellious sinner that had been taken on the physical side. The material was taken out of the ground. Dust thou art, the dust shalt thou return. But God had breathed into that man the spirit, the breath of life. But that man now has a fallen nature, and that fallen nature will never be reformed or repaired. God's in the business of giving a new nature. Now will you notice, as we move on in this, and so God took a sad specimen like Jacob, and he created a nation. Now God redeemed them by blood and power from Egypt, and they became Israel, a prince with God. They belonged to God because of creation and because of redemption.